News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, organisers of the upcoming Paris Olympics have announced 60% of the food served to the public will be meat-free in a bid to reduce the event's carbon footprint. So should we be introducing quotas that make all menus provide a plant-based option to help the environment? We're joined by Ciara Brennan, vegan and owner of the Happy Food at Home, and Sean Lavery, chair of the Limerick branch of the Irish Farmers Association. Sean, to you first. What do you make of the Paris Olympic move?
I think it's a purely aspirational move by the Paris Olympic Committee. They've mandated that 60% of the food provided will be meat free, but it's really tied in with a commercial arrangement between the Olympics and a company called Garden Gourmet, who are a subsidiary of Nestle, and it's the whole meat free and meat substitute business is struggling. And Nestle have made a big punt convincing the organisers to supply meat-free food. Now, they've mandated that 60%, but in reality, only about 4% of the population are vegan, are veganry, or non-meat eaters. So they're actually disenfranchising choice for a massive number of competitors at the Olympics.
Okay, Ciara Brennan, they're disenfranchising choice.
Yes. Well, obviously, being a vegan and a owner of Happy Food at Home, which is vegan, I'm in huge favour of this. There's been enough studies out there and enough documentaries to prove that the pollution that is provided by farming with meat products, poultry, is disgraceful, and we need to do some change for the better for this earth. The other point that I want to make, I don't know if 4% is accurate. I think people are shifting, whether they're shifting 100% or not, they're actually making a conscious effort to improve their health by eating more plants and more fruits throughout their
okay.
week.
Sean Lavery, more people are making the shift and we need to do better here.
Not really, because if you look in the supermarkets, the number of facings for, in the supermarkets for vegan food and meat substitutes have actually halved in the last 2 years. And the prominent companies doing the meat substitutes like Impossible Foods and all of those, they're all struggling financially. For example, the amount of losses for, them are enormous. Beyond Meat, in the first quarter of 2024, have an 18% drop in revenue, a 16% drop in volume of products sold, and they've had a loss of $54 million on $75 million in sales.
Okay, I want to bring Ciara back in. Ciara, you got Sean's point there. He says the market for vegan food is declining, and profits are declining.
I'm not going to talk about profits for companies because I think we're missing the point. You had just previously said there that it was Nestle wanted to gain, from a profit point of view. Let's talk about a health point of view. Let's talk about the point of view for the earth. It's not about greed. It's actually about moving us forward so that the next generation can actually survive and that they will have an earth to survive on.
Okay, Sean, how about that? This is an existential crisis?
Not really, because if you look at when the likes of Nestle get involved in food...
Hang on. You've made the point about Nestle. Deal with the issue that Ciara addressed. She's saying, look, we need to do this. We need to move to vegan-based products to save the planet. Can you deal with that particular point?
I will, but in reality, from the point of view of health, when you buy food from a company like Nestle, you're buying into ultra-processed food rather than, like, if you buy meat at your local butcher's, it's actually, you're only buying one ingredient, whereas if you buy a food from a company like Nestle, it's ultra-processed.
Okay, let Ciara respond to that. Ciara, your response to that?
Yeah, no, I completely agree about ultra-processed food in any form of diet. We need to eat whole foods. We need to eat whole fruits, whole vegetables, whole grains. And that is what the vegan society is really about. We're not about promoting processed foods on any level whatsoever.
Okay, Sean.
But look, the reality is here is that at the Olympics this year, the food offering is going to be supplied by Gourmet Foods, by a Nestle subsidiary, and it is going to be ultra-processed. So it's by no means the best example of promotion for vegan or vegetarian food.
Okay, Ciara, final word to you.
I'm just going to go back to my point about we need to eat whole foods and we need to eat healthy foods going forward. I completely agree about the processed food, but I do think that a big organisation like the Olympics, who's promoting vegan food, I think is only beneficial for us going forward.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Ciara Brennan, vegan and owner of the Happy Food at Home, and Sean Lavery, chair of the Limerick branch of the Irish Farmers Association. Thanks to both of you. Talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of it. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.